The Pontifical Council for Culture announced on Tuesday a number of new sporting events aimed at raising the importance of sports during this year of faith. These include the launch of the Vatican's very own cricket team and a race that will take place next Sunday up to St. Peter's Square, where participants will be greeted by Pope Francis following the Angelus prayer. Philippa Hitchin ran along to the press conference to find out more.
"I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Those words of St. Paul in his second letter to Timothy are at the heart of a number of initiatives announced by the Vatican's Council for Culture in order to raise the profile of sports within the Catholic world. It's not just St. Paul's sporting quotations either, since the New Testament is full of different words and expressions comparing our journey through life to a race or competition for which we must dedicate our minds and train our bodies. Noting how last year's London Olympics featured many athletes who spoke openly about their faith, council officials have organised a 100 metres relay race up the Via della Conciliazione leading to St Peter's Square for Sunday, October the 20th. Monsignor Melchior Sanchez de Toca is Undersecretary of the Council for Culture.
"Well, the input came from the Olympic Games in London 2012 and the Paralympic Games, which showed the importance of faith in athletes and in people. We wanted to bring sports to the place where St. Peter gave his confession of faith, to bring the attention of the church on sports and to bring sports in the church."
"That's why you've organized this race, a 100-meter race from Italy symbolically into the Holy See, into the Vatican."
"Yes, it connects the city of Rome with the Vatican. It is inspired also by St. Paul's metaphors on the race as an image of the Christian life. Christian life is like a race where everyone has to make an effort to run after, to seek and to pursue the goal."
"So will we be able to see some of the cardinals in their running gear? Who will be taking part in the event?"
"They are in my wish list. I think it would be a very powerful image to see a bishop or a cardinal in his tracksuit running. That's an image is more worth than a thousand words."
"But who are you expecting to be the majority of participants?"
"Well, families, people coming to St. Peter's Square for the prayer of the angel, seminarians, children from the parishes in Rome, everyone."
"And the event will conclude with a blessing?"
"Well, the Pope will greet the participants and at the end of the Angelus."
The race features facilities for disabled athletes and commentary by well-known sporting personalities, keen to shift the focus from growing financial interests back to the more traditional values of sport as an expression of harmony between body and spirit. But this race is just the beginning of a new sporting focus for the Vatican. Also announced on Tuesday was a high-level event for Olympic athletes in 2014, plus the launch of the Holy See's own cricket team. Watch this space for more details on who'll be going into bat and who'll be behind the wicket. I'm Philippa Hitchin.